In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, inviting you to stay tuned for The Ron Caskey Show. That's me, I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, that's spelled C-A-S-K-E-Y. I'm going to give you my website, my email address, my cell phone numbers, and here's what I do and what we're going to talk about on today's Ron Caskey Show. We're going to talk about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'm going to give you some details. I can do more in front of you, but I'll at least get your attention on the Ron Caskey Show today, and I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Yep, for a fact, I can show you how to do that. And then I'm going to invite you to call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So I'm going to give you my cell phone numbers, my website, my email address, and then we're going to talk about your retirement. It's your retirement, folks. I don't do the gambling side of the table where you pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble with your retirement in the largest casino in the world. And that's Wall Street. I don't do that. So stay tuned. The Ron Caskey Show starts right now. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome once again to the Ron Caskey Show. That's me. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm here every week at this same time. Here's how you spell my name. I am not Hopalong Cassidy. My name is Ron Caskey. C-A-S-K-E-Y. It's casket with a Y. My website's www.roncaskey.com. My email address, rc@roncaskey.com. I've had that address and that website ever since Al Gore invented the internet. Isn't he just great? Does away, him and Hollyweird does away with global warming and invented the internet. What a guy. So anyway, roncaskey.com. Here's my phone numbers. You need to call me. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. Don't. Please. Please, those of you on the Western Slope, please don't wait until the day I'm driving over there to call me and say, hey, I hear you're coming over today or tomorrow. No, call me now if you want to see me next time over there, which is, make a note, because this time I have to come over on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which is February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Coming up just in a couple of days, because I'm home one day and have to go to Texas, so I had to move that back. And by the way, if you are in the Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, Rifle, Silt area, I'm starting over there this time on Tuesday morning. So if you want to see me in that neck of the woods, I've got a lot of clients in that place, and it's just really pretty over there when it's not at night and snowing. But I'm going to start over there on Tuesday morning, and then I'll be back over in Grand Junction and all of those little towns over there the rest of Thursday, and I'm leaving out Wednesday morning. So February 2, 3, and 4, this coming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And again, please call me before I'm driving over there. I like people, and believe it or not, I'm an accommodating type of person. And so when somebody does call me driving over there, I try to squeeze them in. But if you want to see me for a no-cost appointment on this side of the hill or the other side of the hill, call me today, and I bring information to you in your home or your office, and my time doesn't cost you anything. All you got to do is get on my calendar and give me 30-ish minutes with your stuff and your spouse, and I will bring information to you. I've got hundreds of clients over the last 25 plus years, and every one of them will vouch for the fact, number one, they can trust me to do what I say I can do. That's where it starts. You got to trust somebody, folks. And so if you don't violate the rules of an indexed annuity, which I make those very clear up front, but if you don't take your money out early or take too much out or whatever, understand with an indexed annuity, if you are retiring right away, you can get income right away. You don't have to wait 10 years to start income. These Yahoo's financial planner advisor, CFP fee takers that put up these lies on the internet, they'll tell you. They'll tell you if you put your money in an index annuity, you can't get your money out. They'll say for 10 years at least. That's a lie. They'll say they have exorbitant fees. That's a lie. They just go on and on and on. Why would a financial planner, advisor, CFP fee taker lie to you about index annuities? It's real simple. Follow the money, folks. Those people are charging you an exorbitant fee every year out of your retirement money to gamble with your retirement in the largest casino in the world. That's Wall Street. So no, they don't want you moving your money, and they will lie to you to hang on to it. That's just a fact of life. And so you gotta decide who you're gonna trust. Trust them or trust me. You can't do both, I can tell you. And then here's what sometimes happens. I show people, here's how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. Here's how to get lifetime income for you and your spouse. Here's how to get a long care doubler out of the income side that will help you pay for long-term care on both of you. How to take advantage, full advantage. Take all of the index every anniversary, and people, I show them that. It takes me less than 2 minutes to draw out on a piece of paper, here's how an index annuity works. Any questions? It's real simple when you can find somebody smart enough to explain to you how indexed annuities work. And I can tell you ahead of time, that will not be your financial planner, advisor, CFP fee taker. It'll be me. So here's what happens. I started to say 2 minutes ago, I'll sit down with an individual and their spouse and go over their stuff, explain them, here's how it works, here's the advantages of it. And then they'll say, well, yeah, let me call my financial planner. It's over. When you say, let me call my financial planner, advisor, CFP fee taker, that tells me that you trust them more than you will ever trust me. And if you make that phone call, you will not move your money with me. Now, it's okay. It's okay. I just need to know that up front, that that's what you're going to do. And I'll say, hey, thanks for the coffee or the tea or the water or whatever. And it's been nice knowing you. See you later. Bye. Because I'm not going to argue. One time I showed up, this has been decades ago. I showed up at a woman's house up in Fort Collins, it was. And I walked in, and there was a guy standing there at her dining room table, taking off his suit jacket, rolling up his sleeves, and he stuck his hand out, and he says, I am her financial planner. I said, nice to meet you. Bye. You can't ambush me, folks. So I just took 7.5 minutes to tell you, here's how it is. I'm not mean. I'm not unkind. I'm not rude. But I like what I do because you can't lose your money when you put your money with one of my indexed annuities. And so I'm just telling you ahead of time, you gotta decide who you're going to trust. And most people that call me off the radio to meet them at their dining room table or their office or whatever, they already trust me or I wouldn't be there. And so, yeah, I took a lot of time this morning or this afternoon. I'm in several states on the radio, and they can hear me all over the United States on my website. But I want you to understand two things. Number one, my time never costs you a penny ever. I don't charge people a fee to sit down with you. I don't care how many, I do care, but I don't care how many times it takes. My time never costs you a penny, ever. Number two, there is never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. And I'll come as many times as it takes. And my time doesn't cost you anything. Until you say, yay, nay, wait, maybe, or I'll shoot you if you call me again, then I'll wait a week before I call you again. No, I'm joking, because I don't pester people. Once you tell me or you cancel appointments two or three in a row or don't return my phone calls or what, you're out of sight, out of mind, out of my database, out of my life. I don't pester people. I don't keep dinging on you, but I will keep bringing you information until you make a decision, and it's your decision. I just want you to know ahead of time. It's your decision, and I won't badger you. I won't pester you, but you need to get the truth and the facts about here's how indexed annuities work. So there's 10 minutes gone in this radio show today. Here's my numbers. Call me 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I want you to understand it's real easy and simple to get an annuity, and everyone needs at least one. I just had back during COVID, one of my 65-year-old clients, a chiropractor, died. And when he died, he had 14 annuities with me that took good care of his wife and his two daughters after he died. And so just give me a call. It's real simple. It's real easy. And here's another thing. I may not ever get to anything that's on my screen or on my desk today, but I want you to understand how great and efficient indexed annuities are. If you had a 401k at a previous job, I don't care if that was yesterday or last year or 10 years, it's now an orphan 401k, and you need to get it out of there for a couple of reasons. Number one, no one's contributing to it, no one's matching it, and the company that has had that 401k 9 times out of 10 will sell that paper to a lesser company who will eat up that orphan 401k if you leave it there long enough. I know, because I've had clients that went to the phone to call to see what their balance was, and it was zero, because nobody cares about your orphan 401k. Get it out of there. I'd like to show you what I can do with it and move it over to an IRA annuity. But by all means, if you've left the job and you had a 401k, that's now an orphan. Get it out of there as soon as you can. I'd like for you to help, for to be able to help you do that, but nevertheless, get it out of wherever it is as an orphan 401k. And understand, in retirement, you're going to need a check. If you've been living on money from that corporation and you've built up a 401k, and you wake up the next morning and your financial planner advisor, CFP fee taker, told you that, oh, by the way, you're going to have to live on 75% of what you've been making, and don't live too long because you can't outlive your money. Well, how's that going to go over? It isn't. But with an indexed annuity and you're taking income out of it, listen up. It is lifetime income on you and your spouse till death or 120 years old. And it's real simple. When you move your money from an orphan 401k to an IRA annuity, listen up. That's a non-taxable event. Now, when you take money out of an IRA, whether it's an annuity or your orphan 401k, you're going to pay taxes on 100% of the withdrawal because it's pre-taxes going in. So just understand that. And so I can help you with that if you will give me a call. I'll bring the information to you, and my time never costs you a penny. Ever. I've got some things up here on my screen you may want a copy of. This is kind of interesting. Here's a picture of Schumer. It says, in 2020, Schumer slammed Trump for not ending the Maduro regime. In 2026, Schumer slammed Trump for ending the Maduro regime. I think I said this one other time, but I'll say it of all Democrats, all Democrats. But I said this. I said the reason Hillary Clinton's face isn't on Mount Rushmore is because they didn't have room for both faces. Well, they're two-faced people, folks. All Democrats are two-faced. They only believe what is in their favor at that time, and when that favor turns around, they will talk out of the other side of their mouth. 23 years ago, young people in Venezuela were cheering for Chavez and socialism. Today, their children are eating out of garbage cans. Enough said. Here's another one. I won't say Democrats can't be saved and that Democrats can't be a Christian, but I don't understand how a Christian could ever vote for a socialist, liberal, left-wing, nut, communist Democrat. I don't understand it. I can't say it. It won't happen, but I don't understand it. So here's the House. Votes on the protection of women and girls in sports. And so here it is. Republicans voted 216 yes. Democrats voted 2 in favor of the protection of women and girls in sports. There you go. Here's one more. If Trump is a hate-mongering, evil man like the media constantly tells us, then why aren't his followers the ones who are killing cops, destroying property, looting stores, and assaulting innocent bystanders? And so that brings us to today. And cities like Minneapolis. See, when you got a governor like Walz, lying piece of humanity, communist piece of humanity, and the mayor of Minneapolis the same, when you've got them running the show and they get on, here's pictures of these aggressors and paid outside protesters stirring up the inside protesters, shooting, carrying on, and the mayor gets up and says, ISIS is the ones causing problems because we're having peaceful protesters. Well, here's your peaceful protesters. One aggressor protester in Minneapolis bit the finger completely off of an ICE agent. Yes, sir, there's a peaceful protester. Another aggressor protester was shot by a cop because he had a handgun. There's your peaceful protester. Another LGBTQIA female, whatever it is, I don't know which side of the page she was on, but her wife was taking a picture of her driving her car trying to run over an ICE agent, and he shot and killed her. There's your peaceful protesters. See, my attitude at this point is President Trump should surround the entire city of Minneapolis, just surround it arm in arm with National Guard, ICE, whatever, and put their backs to the city, just surround it, completely surround it. Don't let anybody in, don't let anybody out. Make sure that Walz and that stupid mayor are standing inside of that corral, and then turn them loose. Just turn them loose with all the illegals and the criminals and the child molesters and the rapers and everything else that ICE is trying to take off the streets. Just turn those people loose with those criminals and stand by. I really think that could take care of it. One other thing of note, just before we go to our first break here, we're in a deep freeze, right? Here in Colorado, we had -1, -2 for several days, and the newsies on Fox, at least your local news liars won't do it, but at least on Fox, they said the cold temperatures that's affecting 40 states right now, affecting 40 states. And you just look at this band starting down there in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas and going all the way up the East Coast. They're saying these temperatures are the lowest temperatures that they have seen since the 1800s. Now, I don't know what Al Gore's going to do with that stat, and the liberals and the Democrats that just rant and rave about global warming. Al Gore said that the oceans were boiling, and I don't know what they're going to do with that. Of course, you won't ever hear them say anything about it, but we are having the coldest temperatures in 40 states that they've had since the 1800s. Thanks to global warming. Speaking of warming, don't forget to call my friend Brian at Eagle Crest and help you with your furnace. You can get one of the older models before they run out of inventory if you want. Here's his number. Write it down and call Brian, 303-451-5607. Me and him have worked together for over 40 years. He's taken care of my friends, my kids, my clients, our stuff. When we need a heating or plumbing problem, we call Brian or Cody. That's his son. And he can help you with your furnace problems. Give him a call. Now, stay tuned. And here's my phone numbers, 303-710-3791. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment. Stay tuned. Be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, And they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to, and my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com now.
Welcome back to my second segment of today's Ron Caskey Rant. I'm glad you've tuned in. Got a call from one of my longtime friends and clients, and she said, "Man, you were really wound up last week. I need blah, blah, blah." I said, "Yeah, I tend to get wound up. I mean, you know, we need the problem in the world today is that Christians are not willing to stand up and be heard. Well, that's the way I was raised. So I will stand up. I will be heard. And I do have a backbone. And I'm going to tell it like it is and stand on the right side of God and country. Period. End of story. And the people that listen to me and call me and set appointments with me, they're already on my side of the page, so they wouldn't call. When I had to go up and knock on the door, I know I knocked on the door years and years ago. He's in heaven now, but when I first knocked on their door, he came to the door and had a Glock 9 on his side, and I said, "Man, I'm home." See, those are my kind of people, just so you know. And so, yeah, I tend to get wound up. Here's some stuff you may want copies of. Salary of retired U.S. presidents is $450,000 for life. Salary of House and Senate members, $174,000 for life. For the Speaker of the House, $223,500 for life. Salary of the Majority and Minority Leaders, $194,400 for life. Here's my problem. The average salary of a soldier deployed in Afghanistan, putting their life on the line so that those yahoos in the House and the Senate and so on can spout their communism and socialism. The average salary of a soldier deployed in Afghanistan is $38,000. The average income for seniors on socialist security is $12,000. Well, I think we found where the cuts should be made. You need a copy of that. Here's another one. This is where a lot of you got twisted. There is no constitutional right in the United States to protest. That's right. You heard me. There is no constitutional right that protects you to protest. What does exist is the right to peacefully assemble. That's in the U.S. Constitution. That's it. No riots, no chaos, no burning stuff down, no intimidation. No blocking roads, no screaming obscenities, peacefully assemble, which does not include shooting at cops, using your vehicle as a weapon, or biting off the finger of an ICE agent. That's not, there isn't anything in the Constitution that allows that, and you ought to be locked up for life for doing it. So, you have the right to stand there peacefully and assemble. You have a right to hold a sign. You have the right to assemble peacefully, quietly, lawfully, without trampling everyone else's rights. The moment it becomes loud and destructive and coercive or threatening, it stops being protected and it becomes lawlessness. And I'm just glad I could clear that up for you. I've got one here. It's way too long to read. It's actually 4 pages long, but it's the lady in 1835 that wrote the song, "Just As I Am." that has became it became famous with Billy Graham, and the choir was singing that the night I got saved as a 7-year-old boy. It's a great story. If you're interested in that, I'll send it out to you. And so here's another one from a friend in a church that I've preached and sung in before. She says, "My contributions were made for over 50 years on every salary I received. May not have been the work I wanted to be doing at the time, but always had a job. The Social Security check is now, or soon will be for her, referred to as a federal benefit payment." That's what the new payments are coming out. Federal benefit payment. "I'll be part of the 1% to forward this," she says. I'll be part of no percent that puts it on my radio shows around the country. But she says, "I am forwarding it because it touches a nerve in me, and I hope it will in you. Please keep passing it on until everyone in our country is ready." Here it is. "The government is now referring to our Social Security checks as a federal benefit payment. It isn't a benefit. It's our money paid out of our earned income. Not only did we all contribute to Social Security, but our employers did too. It totaled 15.3% of our income before taxes for decades. If you averaged $30,000 a year over your working life, that's close to $180,000 invested in Social Security, and it's due you. It's not a benefit payment." Here's one I think I will take time to read. It shows this Marine in his summer uniform and medals all over his chest and arms that look like my legs, and he says, "I'm the guy wearing the black Burberry jacket that you tried to mug the other night. You pulled a knife on me and my girlfriend, demanding I hand over my jacket and also asked for her purse and earrings. I hope you come across this message because there are a few things I want to clear up. First off, I'm really sorry for the embarrassment you must have felt. I didn't expect you to literally mess your pants when I pulled out my pistol after you took my jacket. I mean, it wasn't that cold. I had the jacket on for a reason. You see, my girlfriend had just bought me the Kimber Custom Model 1911 45 ACP pistol for my birthday, and we had picked up a shoulder holster for it the same night. It's a pretty intimidating weapon when pointed at your head, isn't it? I can only imagine how unpleasant it was walking away from me, especially barefoot, after I made you leave your shoes, your wallet, your cell phone behind. I figure without those, you wouldn't be able to call for backup or run to get help to mug us again. After that, I called your mom. Yep, she's listed as Mama in your phone. And I explained the situation. Then I went to fill up my gas tank using your credit card. I wasn't the only one filling up, though. I also took care of four other people's tanks at the gas station, including the guy with the motorhome, who was super grateful after I put 153 gallons in for him. I ended up giving your shoes to a homeless guy outside of Vinnie Van Gogh's, along with all the cash from your wallet. That definitely made his day. Oh, and I tossed your wallet into the big pimp mobile parked at the curb after smashing the windshield, side window, keying the whole driver's side of his car. Had to make it memorable, you know. Earlier, I'd made a few phone calls, two to the DA's office, one to the FBI. I mentioned President Obama as a possible target, and the FBI agent I spoke to seemed pretty serious. We had a nice long chat. Guess he was tracing your number. Look, I should apologize for not killing you, but honestly, I think what I did is far more fitting punishment for your crime. You can reflect on your choices while dealing with all the issues I've just handed you. And remember, next time you try something like this, you might not be so lucky. Best of luck sorting things out." Well, that may be offensive to some, but you know what? I like the Marines' attitude. Of course, I like Marines, so there you go. Here's something just of interest. I got some headlines here, and I may not get to what I was going to talk about, San Francisco reparations. I'll touch on that just for a little bit at the close of this segment today. But this was in the business section of the Denver Compost. You know, the liberal communist-run rag here in Colorado, the Denver Compost, is in the business section. Big headline: rates for leaving the state are on the rise. Colorado is fifth in the United States for departures, those fleeing older and wealthier. Once considered a place to run to, not from, Colorado has started giving off a different vibe. It now ranks fifth in the country for its share of outbound moves, according to the country's largest moving company. You know, and obviously Governor Doughboy is termed out this time, and I can't imagine getting anybody worse, but if it's a Democrat, it very well could be. We're still run by a communist liberal Democrat House, communist liberal Democrat Senate, communist liberal Democrat Governor, and Attorney General, and right on down the line. When the night, the next day after the night that Polis was elected governor of Colorado, I had five clients that put for sale signs in their yard the very next morning. Four of them moved to Wyoming. One of them moved to Virginia. I just had one move from Rangeley, Colorado, up to Vernal, Utah, and she said, I want to be close enough to see my grandkids, but out of this rotten state. And now we're number five in the U.S. for people leaving the state. What a shame. It used to be such a nice place to live. U.S. withdrawal from WHO is final. So we are no longer a part of the World Health Organization. Well, duh, it's about time. That bunch of liberals are the ones that backed Fawcett and all that COVID nonsense and the clot shot and right on down the line. Well, the U.S. Has completed its withdrawal from the World Health Organization 1 year after President Trump announced America was ending its 78-year-old commitment, federal officials said on Thursday. But it's hardly a clean break. The U.S. owes about $280 million to the Global Health Agency, according to WHO. Well, I hope they never pay that, but I say this all the time. We should withdraw from the United Nations. We should withdraw from NATO. Trump just got back from Davos, or however you pronounce it, Switzerland, and he laid it out for him why he wants to purchase Greenland and take the control from Denmark, and he swayed some of the Europeans while he was there. But here's the United Nations, has that great big building of glass and bricks in New York City, and tax-free. They don't pay a penny for that real estate. They're a bunch of communists. They don't do anything to unite the nations, and they do everything to divide the nations. So I hope that Trump follows through, and now that we're out of the WHO, I hope we get out of the UN and NATO. Trump pushes cap on interest rates. Now, credit card companies are allowed to criminally charge usury rates up to 32% interest rates on credit cards. And Trump wants to fulfill one of his obligations when he took over this time. And he said, we will no longer let the American public be ripped off by credit card companies that are charging interest rates of 20 to 30%, Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform. Well, somebody need, and the other thing that he is doing now, and he announced this at Davos, and he said the United States pays American citizens pay $190 for a prescription in the U.S. that you people in Europe are paying $10 for. Where's the problem? Real simple. It's the pharmaceutical companies and the HMOs that are charging outrageous fees to live in America. It's not fair. Trump says, we're going to bring those in. We're no longer going to pay $190 for a $10 prescription or pill or whatever. My Enbrel shots up till now, they went up this year because my HMO, which is Kaiser, they sent us a notice in the end December 25 saying that their deductibles were going to double in 26. They said my hearing aids that they've been paying $1,500 per ear for new hearing aids went to $250 per ear and would probably go away. And my Enbrel, the cost were in 2025 were, I think, $41,000 a year charged by the pharmaceutical company. And the insurance company picked up a big share of that. And they said that those were increasing. And so here's the bottom line with HMOs, including Kaiser. They said, basically, your benefits are going in the toilet, but your rates are going up. And Trump aims to put a stop to that. I've got another headline here in the Wall Street Journal. Trump touts economic policies at Davos. He talked about tariffs and trades and tax changes and housing and credit card rates, which I just talked about. Gas prices are below $2 a gallon, electricity and so on. Drug prices. He said his health care policies will lower U.S. drug costs by 90% or more coming up. And all these liberal, stupid Democrats and a bunch of rhinos, all they can do is criticize Trump. And here's Jill Biden got on some kind of press thing a while back. Who would watch her or listen to her? I don't know. But one statement that she made was that Trump inherited a great economy from my husband and has done nothing but destroy it since he's been in office. Three big changes to consider for retirement planning. Here's one that I just pulled out and highlighted. High income 401k investors, listen to this. The Infernal Revenue Service is now saying that you must make catch-up contributions to your plan's Roth option. First of all, I've talked about Roth IRAs for years, but when you convert any part of your IRA to a Roth, you will pay the taxes up front. Well, now the Infernal Revenue Service says you must put the catch-up into Roths, not your IRA. Why would they do that? Because it's more taxes in their pockets. Older Americans face tax hit under catch-up 401k change, and that's more on that. Here's Kaiser Permanente. This is a headline. I'm just reading it out of the Denver Compost. Kaiser Permanente settles fraud claims for $556 million. And here's the fraud claims, and it's hit me. I'll tell you what it is, sulfasalazine, a sulfa drug that I've taken for years to help my arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis that I have. I take that and Enbrel shots I give myself once a week. And I've got, I don't know how many bottles extra of sulfasalazine because Kaiser just keeps sending it to me. I've told them, cut back. They just keep coming. I got bottles of it on my shelf. Well, here's a headline. where they exaggerate how many prescription drugs they send to people, even though they don't need it. Why would they do that? Because they make their money from the pharmaceutical companies when they do that, and you pay for it. And so here's a big article on Kaiser Permanente. I'm just reading the headlines. Kaiser Permanente settles fraud claims for $556 million. And that the article addresses Medicare, which I'm on, but they also address Medicaid. See, when we wondered a while back when us and all of our friends were getting this notice from their HMOs that they had to go get a bone scan. Why all of a sudden do we need a bone scan? And everybody on the planet needs a bone scan. Well, guess what? They get paid more money when they force you to do these operations, MRIs and scans and all of these things. It makes them money, and so now they're they're getting nailed for doing that. Yes, sir. It's about time we caught up. I got too many other things here to deal with today, and I have 14 seconds left. What I'm going to deal with next week is San Francisco. They're billions of dollars in the red, and their mayor said they were going to pay every black person in San Francisco $5 million. I'll talk about that next week. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call today. Don't put it off. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Kasky's Time and Financial Retirement Kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com now.
Well, there you go. There's the Ron Caskey Show for today. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to call me for a no-cost appointment. No cost. My time never costs you a penny, and there's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm going to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. So all I want you to do today is give me a call and get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And again, no cost, no pressure. But I am going to show you, and I use only, you've heard the show, you've heard me say it week in and week out, I only talk about indexed annuities. That's a life insurance company product where your money is indexed to a market. Your money is not in the market. So if you want to get the truth, you want to get the honest facts about how to protect, preserve, and grow and recession-proof your retirement, call me today, 303-710-3791, toll-free, 877-218-1972. And oh, by the way, don't forget to dial in here, KLTT, tomorrow to the Bible Views radio show. Thanks for listening. Bye.